Okay, good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful day. Just to briefly review from last night, because it'll be germane to the Mishnayos that we'll learn this evening, two very brief Mishnayos. We talked about how the months of Nisan and Tishrei are fundamentally different than all the other months of the year, that even those 6 months of the year, the Shluchei Bezdin, the agents of the court, do go out to inform the communities in the periphery and even into the diaspora that indeed there has been a Rosh Chodesh, that Kiddush HaChodesh has taken place, is about to take place. The front end of the process involves witnesses. Nothing can happen without the witnesses. The witnesses are really the key to the entire process. So we say that according to Torah law, witnesses have the right to violate Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Eile mo'adei Hashem b'kray kodesh asher tikru osam bimo adam." That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make sure that Rosh Chodesh is consecrated at the proper time, that the korban is offered at the proper time, as the pasuk again says, "Tishmeru l'akriv li bimo ado," and that would allow one to even violate the halach of Tchum Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday that the boundary of Shabbos, traveling a certain distance to Yerushalayim on Shabbos to the Bezdin HaGadol, that would be a Torah level violation according to the Rambam. There are those who would feel that would be a rabbinic violation because one isn't really doing any malachas machsheves, any creative labor. Tishrei and Nisan are different in the sense that even post the rabbinic enactment not to be Mechal Shabbos, that the Edim shouldn't travel on Shabbos, Tishrei and Nisan stood out, Shebehen Mesaknin Es HaMoados, because the entire process of setting the calendar really depends uniquely on the months of Nisan and the months of Tishrei as opposed to all the other months of the year. So again, the rabbinic legislation is that once the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing and there was no longer an issue of setting up the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh in their proper time, because there was no Beis HaMikdash in which to offer korbanos, only Nisan and Tishrei do we maintain the original halacha that the Edim would come on Shabbos. Now, a related issue is discussed in the next Mishnah, is let's say you can be pretty sure that there's really no need. It would be totally redundant for witnesses to travel to the Bezdin HaGadol on Shabbos because you can assume that they know already. So this has to do with astronomy. So the Mishnah says, Kevan Shenira Be'alil. In modern Hebrew, Be'alil means something that's absolutely clear. In fact, there's a standing order in the Israeli army that a soldier is not allowed to do something even if he's following orders. Nuremberg, right? Says following orders. You can't really do that. If it's e musari be'alil, if it is clearly immoral, right? If the commander says, here's an order, go and shoot, God forbid, a child, you know, a non-combatant, that is considered e musari be'alil. You can't defend yourself and say I was following orders, right? Because that gets you into the Nuremberg problem. So the Mishnah says if it's near be'alil, if it's absolutely clear where the moon is, so now we have a question. So Rabbi Yossi would say in that situation, Edim should not come to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because we can assume that people within Yerushalayim saw the moon exactly where it was, and why have people violate Shabbos or do what otherwise would be a violation of Shabbos? Now, we don't paskin like that view of Rabbi Yossi. We follow the view of the Tanakhama, Bein Shenira Be'alil, Bein Shalonira Be'alil, Mechal in Alav Es HaShabbos. Now, the next Mishnah, there's a machlokes between the Rishonim how to interpret the Mishnah, but I think the most logical way is the way that Tiferes Yisrael and the Meiri interpret it, that we're still talking about Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the following. What would be another situation where it'd be redundant for particular witnesses to come to Yerushalayim on Shabbos? Let's say we already knew that many, many witnesses came. So the Mishnah tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, and we'll interpret it according to the position of the Meiri and the Tiferes Yisrael, that Rabbi Akiva saw that there were 40, no fewer than 40 pair of witnesses that were coming to Yerushalayim. Now, how many witnesses are needed to establish? How many pairs of witnesses are needed to establish that the moon was seen? One. You don't need the other 39. And so Rabbi Akiva told them to halt in the city of Lod. Rabbi Akiva was from Bnei Brak, not far from Bnei Brak. You know, the geography of Israel is the city of Lod. It's where the airport is. So Rabbi Akiva sits them down in the terminal and he says, wait here, right? There's no reason for you to continue to travel on Shabbos to Yerushalayim. Wait here. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was a Nasi at the time, says, it's a big mistake, Rabbi Akiva. You have to let them all pass through. Because what's going to happen if you deter them from coming this time? They're not going to come the next time. And maybe they're going to be the essential witnesses the next time because they'll get the idea that they're not really necessary. So again, just to see that inside, Mais Shavri Yoser, Merabayim Zug, Vikun Rabbi Akiva below, Rabbi Akiva held them up. Shalach Lo Rabbi Gamliel, Ima'akev Atas Harabim, Right, if you're going to hold them up now, nimtzeis machshilan lasid labo. So again, according to many of the Rishonim, like the Rambam, the Bartanura, they'll just say that in general they're not going to come next time, and that Rabbi Akiva was just trying to save the court unnecessary work. According to Meiri and Tiferes Yisrael, it's really a continuation of the previous mission. Rabbi Akiva was trying to defend the sanctity of Shabbos, and Rav Gamliel says we're not worried about violating Shabbos in this instance because the entire structure of Kiddush HaChodesh depends on this. Now, if that's the right interpretation, now we come to one of the most famous halachos that we all know about how to handle things on Shabbos. Why is a doctor allowed to drive home from the hospital on Shabbos? Right? Exactly right. Based on the Gemara in Erevin, famous truva of Moshe Feinstein, the Gemara in Erevin talks about soldiers having to go out to the border and be allowed them to come back, even though there's no longer a threat to the Jewish community, because if you tell them you have to sit out by the border all day long, next time there's an alarm and say, you know, the Jewish community is in danger, what's going to happen? They're going to say, yeah, no thanks. I remember last time was a long summer Shabbos. We had to spend 7 hours out there baking in the sun. I'd prefer not to defend the Jewish periphery, the Jewish border towns. That'd be a disaster. So the same thing could happen with the doctor, right? So you tell the doctor you're going to sit in the hospital for the rest of Shabbos. You can't come home and have lunch with your family. You can't come home and spend time with your family, right, during the afternoon. What are they going to say next time that there's an emergency? Oh, let somebody else take it. Let the resident deal with it. Let the intern deal with it. You know, it's not my problem. You're going to have a major issue on your hands in terms of quality of medical care and saving life. So again, this Mishnah is really, in principle, the basis for this idea. Rav Gamliel is saying to Rabbi Akiva, no, they have to come on Shabbos, in this case, to be Kadesh HaChodesh, because if you're going to stop them from coming this time, what's going to happen next time? So it's true that maybe in the short term, you could look at this Rabbi Akiva as a kind of a desecration of Shabbos, right? It's not actually a desecration of Shabbos, because the Torah already permitted it, but over the long term, right, it's really necessary if we're going to have a system of Kiddush HaChodesh. This is a very, very important Mishnah in terms of the way that we think about practical halacha. And of course, we paskin in accordance with Rav Gamliel, which is really fascinating. And with this, I'll conclude, because the normal principle is halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavero, that when Rabbi Akiva is having a dispute with somebody else, we generally paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Here we paskin like Rav Gamliel, because the logic is really on his side, and you need to take not the short-term view of what's happening right now, you need to take the long-term view and make sure people sense a responsibility to come. If they saw the new moon, they should come to Yerushalayim, they should participate in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Ultimately, the entirety of the system depends